Okay, we will do this now. Hannah Miller, Dakota Kids, in 3, 2, and 1. Another year and another Davison County 4-H Achievement Days. I'm J.P. Skelly on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. Visiting today with Hannah Miller. She's a member of the Dakota Kids 4-H Club, and this is her last go-round in 4-H. Hannah, you're a senior.
Yep, I sure am, and I'm super excited about it.
And, of course, you're always busy with Achievement Days, and this year I understand you have some photography. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I did 2 pictures, and the first picture I did of an old railroad that's no longer in use, and my second picture was of an old sign downtown Mitchell.
And so what motivated you to photograph those 2 particular items?
I really just like walking around downtown Mitchell and just seeing what there is to see and being able to show like different perspectives of it and showing everyone in 4-H that.
What kind of camera do you use?
It's my mom's old Sony camera that she's had for like 20 years, but it still does the trick.
And how did you do with your photography this year?
I got both blues, so I would say it's pretty successful for my second year in photography.
And, of course, we are here right now at the 4-H Dog Show, and you have your dog here today. Your dog's name is Bee. Tell us about her.
Well, she is a 12-pound little black Havanese, and she's full of energy, and she's really excited to see what today has for us.
And so have you shown her already?
Yes. We already showed in showmanship and agility.
And how did you do?
I would say pretty well. We did the best we did, and we went through the course really fast, so.
And that's because she has a lot of energy.
Yeah, no, she took off like grease lightning today, so we were pretty excited and pretty prepared for that, so.
How often do you work with Bee before you come to the show?
Well, we have dog classes every Tuesday night at 6:30 to 7:30, and we do that starting in the middle of summer up until the showtime. So.
And what happens during the rest of the year with Bee?
Well, she just gets to hang out on the couch with us at home. So.
And Hannah, you've been in 4-H for 7 years, done a number of projects. What's been your favorite project throughout the years?
My favorite project has been doing ceramics. I love being able to paint and make things look realistic and have them basically sitting on the shelf so I can look at them.
Yet no ceramics this year?
Nope, did not have enough time for that this year.
What was your particular favorite ceramic piece that you showed in 4-H?
I would have to say I did a dog ceramic a couple years ago of one of my Weimers that had passed away. So she gets to sit up on the front shelf by the fireplace because that's where she liked to lay and keep warm at night. So,
Hannah, some of the other things that I know you've done in 4-H, you were involved in leadership. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was president of Dakota Kids 2 years ago, and I'm currently the Davison County 4-H ambassador. And with that, I got to go to Washington, D.C. and represent Davison County and South Dakota as a whole.
So what did you see in Washington?
I got to see all the big monuments, and I actually got to meet with both of our senators and our representative.
Hannah, looking back on your 4-H experience, what are you taking away from 4-H?
Honestly, I think the biggest part is leadership and learning to be able to get out there and go out on your own and be able to show off what you have and what you've learned and all of that good stuff like that.
And Hannah, if someone were to ask you about your 4-H experience, why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
I would say that there's a lot of opportunities that you get in 4-H, not only with like serving your community and making friends, but you also get to go out, like I did, to Washington, D.C. if you stay in it long enough.
Hannah Miller of the Dakota Kids 4-H Club, congratulations on your run with your 4-H career, and we wish you all the best in the future.
All right, thank you.
And that's Hannah Miller of the Dakota Kids 4-H Club here at Davison County 4-H Achievement Days. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.